Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let me welcome our guests. They are on the line, and it is good to be with them on the new system. Hey, Vusa has really done magic here. The quality is just, I was just telling him now. We have Professor Buyisondezi. She's on the line. Professor, greetings to you.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you so much for your greeting and the welcome. I greet your beautiful family in the mighty name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. Let me greet my brother Baruch here and his family in the name of the King of Kings. I'm not forgetting our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the glorious name of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. It is yet another beautiful evening in the presence of the Father.
Thank you so much, Professor. Are you well?
I am well by the grace of the Father. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That's good to hear. Good to hear. And we have Barukia. He's in Cape Town. Malak, Tuda.
Shalom and Tuda, Malak. Greetings to you, to your family. Greetings to you, Professor Buyisondezi, and your family as well. Also to our family of Radio Pulpit. Indeed, it is great to be here. It is the time of gathering again. Tuesday Live, halala, to the Rabbah.
Are you well?
I'm excellent, Malak. I'm so great. The sound is also powerful. It's great. Last week I struggled, but I can grow.
Yeah, no, last week it was that old system.
Last week it was, it was awful. So,
I think he's still there. Yeah. He's still there. Yeah, he's still there. Natakansa for North last week, right? Tonight we are talking about spiritual immaturity, and in this case we are going to look into the challenges that are brought on by spiritual immaturity. And much of the times what happens when we don't grow, when we continue to be in the immature state, the state of immaturity, where we actually deteriorate in the faith instead of growing. What happens? We are going to be looking into that. I trust the Father will do good. Grace you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are going to look into the aspect of, you know, the challenges that are there and how to deal with these, you know, in instances and cases. Where there is immaturity, you'll see people are overcome. Here's a challenge. People are overcome too often by temptation. And too often, people fail to participate properly in the truths of the gospel, in the deeper truths of the gospel. And in many instances where there is immaturity, you see people pressing on the unnecessity of tutoring the truth. They think once saved, always saved. Much of the times where there is immaturity, you'll also see the challenge of an unstable faith, a faith that is unstable. the instability of faith. You would see also that, and much of the times also, when there is a spiritual immaturity, you would see that people tend to find themselves not deeming it as possible to follow the example of Christ. They outrule that and saying no one can follow the example of Christ. And when there is a challenge of spiritual immaturity, you'd see also there is a lack of the cultivation of understanding, in other words, discipleship. You only find what is called Bible study. I don't know when was the last time I was in such. But I believe in discipleship. You know, I believe in discipleship lectures. I believe in discipleship tasks, discipleship examination, discipleship tests, and that people become qualified, you know, and do the work. And where there is a, you know, the challenges of immaturity, you'd see people find it hard to put away the childish things, you know. The word is telling us to put away the childish things, but you'd find that there is quite a reluctance to put away the childish things, you know. Right, and also you would see that unlike Samuel, who grew in stature and favor both with the Father, the Elohim, and men, you'd see that many people do not grow in stature. Stature means in the statutes, the law, and the commandments of the Father. And you would also see that there is a continuous or perpetual decrease in the strength and knowledge of the word. That is the problem that we see much of the times, and something we need to look into, you know, something we really need to look into. And I trust that the Father will do us good more and more as we go on with this teaching, man. And to describe it and to speak as to the challenges that come through it. Now, if we as believers are struggling with the challenges of spiritual immaturity, imagine the nation in which we find ourselves. Imagine the country in which we find ourselves. Imagine the people in the communities in which we find ourselves. We'll find people fighting for some of the most trivial things. I don't know if you have realized that there is a new scourge of what we call tabloidic racism. That has grown, and it's eating the parliament, it's eating social media, it's eating people left, right, and center, you know. And all this, it's because of a spiritual immaturity on our part, and people would just speak whatever they want to speak about other people, you know, and demeaning them on their nationality, and speaking all kind of insolent things just to get listenership and viewerships. It is quite sad that we find that. But South Africa is not new to that. Ever since I was born here in South Africa, I've seen racism every second day. You know, I would see it. You know, even when people talk at times, when people do press conferences, press releases, you know, I was listening to one minister today, I could just hear racism, you know, and imagine if the church is not as matured as it's supposed to be, and we are supposed to share the light of Christ in the nation, and we find ourselves also riddled with these kinds of things, the challenges that are there. And this is quite sad indeed, where people continue to be carnal and they continue to be stagnant in the faith. We see that, the stagnancy of faith. We see so much carnality. All right? Here's a challenge that I want to also put across, and let's look into the word with regards to it. Isaiah 28, verses 9, it says, "Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make understanding the message?" To understanding the message. Those just weaned from milk, those just drawn from the breasts. And this is an indicative of an inability to receive strong doctrine. The inability to receive strong doctrine. Strong doctrine. Get it out. I didn't use the word deeper. I used the word strong doctrine. You know, we find people basically not wanting to go there. They want the superficial, the superlateral. And they want to find themselves held on to that which is just, you know, feasibly non-demanding, as they would say. But something that would make one to be committed but not devoted. Right? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1, it says, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ." You know, I remember someone said to me, "Please note, I'm still a baby in Christ." Someone said that, and there's a friend of mine who lives in Cape Town and says, "Yeah, Cape Town, the oldest city." And I said, "Wow, how can a town be an oldest city?" Hey, yeah, nevertheless. And when you look into verse 2 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2, it says, "I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you still are not able." When people are not able to receive solid scripture, solid doctrine, you know, solid revelation of the Father, solid commandments, solid mysteries of the Father, we say these people are hung up on spiritual immaturity and with these challenges. We see these even quite a lot of time. So we will be talking to our guests and find out how they feel about this. And of course, you can send us WhatsApps on 082-657-2729. What is spiritual immaturity and some of the signs and challenges that you see today of spiritual immaturity? I want you to tell me, and I want to know from you as to what you make of this. All right. And you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Morista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
All right, and let me start with you, Professor, tonight. When we speak of spiritual immaturity and actually the challenges of spiritual maturity, what comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother. Good evening again. We're talking about the state here that some of us find ourselves at. This is a state of immature, obviously. The state of not fully grown, the state that determines that we are still children in the things of the spirit, the state that makes us not to see things for what they really are.
Yeah.
As you were busy outlining, giving us an introduction, it made me realize that there are many things that are portraying many of the believers as immature based on their behavior. So when you're looking at the child, to look at the child from the physical perspective, you realize that some of the actions that a child does, he does them because he is still in a growing phase, he's still young, he's still not able to understand other things. And if we look into that based on the spirituality of a child of God, it means that child of God does not see things for what they really are. That child of God cannot understand what God expects from that child of God. And that child of God as well is unable to behave in a manner that is supposed to be portrayed by a fully grown spiritual being. So when we speak of the challenges that are associated with the spiritual immaturity, we're looking into the state that people observe based on the lack of growth in the life of a believer. We were talking about instability, which is something that I want to start up with, that when you are spiritually immature, anybody can say anything and you would believe that anybody can take you anywhere. Even those things that you are taken to are not in line with what you are supposed to do, even if those things are not meant to make you grow or to identify you as a child of God, you will do those things simply because you are still immature. So it speaks about the state of lack of understanding, the state where people do not know who they are, the state where people, even when they know who they are, they cannot live out who they are because they are not stable in their position, which is caused by this lack of understanding. So it is also a state of ignorance. It is also a state of darkness where a person is finding himself in a dark zone, in a dark place, simply because he does not know who he is or who she is because he is not matured in the things of the Spirit. So in summary, we could just look into those words as the defining words of spiritual immaturity, which brings some challenges then if you need to bear fruit, because you cannot bear a subsequent fruit if you are not mature enough, because maturity will bring a certain fruit that is expected from you. I want us to read into Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, which says that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Meaning the state of spiritual immaturity is a state that leaves you as a child. As I have outlined earlier on, if you are a child, anybody can take you anywhere, anybody can decide for you. You don't know where you are, you don't know what you want to do. Even if you can have an idea, you cannot take yourself to that state. So if you are spiritually immature, it means you are treated as a child, even if you are an adult, because you are taken to and fro, you are tossed to and fro by every doctrine. So which is something that is very bad for you as a child of God, that you would believe everything. So you don't know who you are, you don't know whose you are, you don't know what you should believe in, because you are being treated by people. They can come with any information and you would believe that information because you're at the state of being a child. You're at the state of believing everything. So even when people bring lies to you, you cannot discern between the truth and the lies because you are still at a state of immaturity. So deceitfulness, lies, and mockery become things that you cannot identify. And as a result, you become a person who becomes a playground of the enemy, who becomes a person who could be doing anything anytime. As a result, you cannot bear the fruit of the Father because you are not stable. So we are speaking of lack of stability in your faith, lack of understanding in what you need to understand, and at the end of the day, you cannot even be discipled because you cannot receive the word for what the word is for. You cannot bear the fruit that is born by the word because your understanding is not enlightened. So in other words, there are childish behavior in your life if you are not yet mature. Even if you can be fully grown in terms of the physical stature, but the behavior shows that you are still childish, the way you think, the way you take the word of God. So you take the word of God and you don't apply it. You think the word of God was just for that Sunday where you went to church, but you don't believe that the word of God is living, and the word of God is meant to be practiced, is meant to be put into practicality so that you can bear the fruit that are in line with the word of God. So this tossing that is happening to a believer is what indicates that you are still spiritually immature. So those are the challenges where believers are unable to find themselves grounded in the Word of God. And the other trait that we see from spiritually immature believer is the fact that they see everything, or they see themselves as wise to themselves. So they cannot receive any counsel. They cannot receive the word from a person of God or from the man of God, because these people are wise in their own eyes. The book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So if we do not have the fear of the Father, we do not have the fear of the Word of God, and to do the Word of God, we're still spiritually immature. And we think our actions, we think our mind, we think what we have done in terms of conforming to the standard of the world is good enough, because we think our wisdom is equated, can be associated with the spiritual wisdom. So the lack of discernment between the spiritual things and the physical things is a sign of spiritual immaturity, which brings a challenge in you practicing and doing the Word of God. So that brings some kind of sickness to you if you become a spiritually immature believer, because your spirit is not alive to the Father. You are not living according to the Word of God. So the knowledge that you have is the earthly knowledge, so which brings you to a state of darkness. So a person who is not mature is most of the time in the state of darkness and cannot be able to discern what is right and what is wrong, and he cannot act accordingly because there is no discernment and knowledge to know what he's doing is correct or not correct. I want to go back to the verse that you quoted. You quoted Isaiah 28 verse 9, which said, whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? Those just went from milk. Those just drawn from the breast. So it speaks of a person who's at a state of being a child. And the question is asking, how can this person be taught? Because he is still at the point of drinking milk. He's still at the point where he cannot understand the things of God. He's still at a state where he cannot eat meat. So in other words, spiritual immaturity makes somebody unable to understand the word. It makes a person unteachable. So if the person cannot be taught, cannot be discipled, so it means that person cannot understand the mysteries of the word. That person cannot do the will of God, because there is some kind of understanding that is expected from him, and he cannot bear the fruit in line with that understanding. So if you cannot word, if you cannot get the understanding of the word, you cannot be enlightened. And these are the things that we see from spiritual immaturity, which brings a challenge to the people who are observing, because you will be in church, Brother Ray, but at the end of the day, you are not bearing fruit that says you are in the body of Christ. So it means you become a church grower, but not a citizen of the kingdom, because you do not understand the principles of the kingdom. You do not, and you cannot receive the word of God, which is preached in the house of God, simply because you are still living with milk, through milk. The things of the spirit cannot be understood. You cannot eat the meat. You cannot eat that which God wants you to feed on. At the end of the day, you remain a dwarf in the spirit, and you cannot arise and be lifted up to your position as a child of God and reflect him.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor Buyiso Ndezi. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are touching base on this, the issue of, and this is very important, this the issue of spiritual immaturity. I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also Barukia. Professor Buyiso Ndezi is in Joburg, and of course Barukia is in Cape Town. We're touching base on this issue. Now, Malak, let me bring this to you. When we speak of the challenges of spiritual immaturity, one can see the bickerings that are taking place amongst believers on social networks, man. Yo. And someone says, I will call fire from heaven to come and burn you on your pulpit. Say amen. I will cause fire to come and burn you on your pulpit. You know, and all those kinds of things and stuff, the bickerings, Jay, they're indicative of any maturity that is there. But now, the very aspect of the deeper truths of the gospel, the strong truths of the gospel. Hebrews chapter 5 verses 14 says, but solid food belongs to those who are full of age, means those who are matured, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And the professor was touching on that issue of discernment, but also the challenge of spiritual immaturity is that which we see much of the times, the lack of overcoming temptations. 1 John 2 verses 14 says, I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of the Elohim, the word of Yahuwah, abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So these are spiritually matured, but it looks like spiritually maturity, you'd see it even fathers who do not know the father quite well. And young men who are not having the word of the father abiding in them, and who are unable to even overcome the wicked one, even though they say they are believers. What's your take on the challenges of spiritual immaturity? Malak.
Shalom. The spiritual maturity, we look at it from a condition of, as a professor said, that one is not grown, they are spiritual dwarf, there's lack of understanding, there's lack of discernment, there's disobedience in them. So meaning that they walk away. It's when we walk at a distance from the word of Abba Yahuwah. So which means it's a point where I can say we are some kind of separated. So now also how the scripture or the word in Hebrew, it is called basar. So the word basar means also to walk in the flesh. Right? It also looks at carnality. It also looks at the infancy or one being unripe or sour, as in the sour grapes. So now, when we are in that level, we have spoken of infancy and we're looking at the child who's an infant. And it also brings the word trample and also anger. Right? Mm. So no truth is found there, because we're supposed to be searching for the truth. We're supposed to follow that which is of the light, but we are easily swayed by situations. So which means that is why we have the false prophets who come and play the gimmicks in front of us, and we would believe all that they do in front of us. So it shows that we are unable to discern. We don't read the scripture to understand what the word is saying. Instead, now this man sees it. He sees an opportunity to confuse us in that sense. That now whatever that he says or how he interprets scriptures, even if it's wrong, we don't get to notice or amare more lucidly. But instead, we even get excited. Prophesy, man of God! And meanwhile, he's not prophesying, he's prophesying.
Mm.
You know? So now, when you get to these churches, you look at, we spoke about Pretoria earlier on. So there were people that would be saying, Kikrilo contract for Russia, they are oil, they are too pure. So I'm about to go now, and the church would be so excited to say, look at the anointing, da 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 da, and people get excited. The other timer said, no, I was driving around the particular city, and then I got to the garage, and then somebody made me to sign a contract there to below the garage. I mean, like, and people get excited, you know.
Yeah.
If people fall for those gimmicks. You know, even when it comes to the giving, that they station people, that they say, okay, we want to raise 2 billion, and then you'll find moto lasaro chanangle na a are na al donate 5 million, and then when you're going to take your last million, even if not Leon, because you look at, hey, people are giving. Meanwhile, these people have got absolutely nothing, maybe not even a cent, you know. But that's how they play with people. That, hey, the tithing, you know, the first tithe of the year, you must bring it to your father. You shouldn't touch it, what. You have rent to pay. You have bills to pay. So if you take your salary and you know, and you have to come and to give it to your papa, and you know, all those kind of things are things that people fell for, and people came even across the borders coming to seek this so-called this false anointing. So it shows, as you read 1 Corinthians 3, 1 and 2, and I, brothers, was not able to speak to you as to spiritual ones, but to the flesh as to babies in Hamashiach. I feed with milk and not with solid food. For until now, you are not able to receive it. So we can see that Shaul is confronting the believers in the Corinthians, in Corinth, for their spiritual immaturity, because they have received the message about Yahusha, but their growth was stunned because they were still dominated by this fleshly thinking. You know, so there was a lot of pride, there was so much of division, there was this kind of carnality that they left to operate in the Ruach HaKadosh. So now, this is what now we have to guard against, that we shouldn't be selfish in chasing and repay people remain by the edge of the cliff, and maybe not even be able to come back. So now, we in this walk, we need to be truthful, or seeking the truth in seeking the word that is genuine, the word of Abba Yahuwah, instead of just following because so and so is teaching out the so-called anointing and so forth, and then tabuchid. So we should know that it's not even automated, right? Because now it's something that should be in alignment with the Ruach HaKadosh. So as believers, we need to remain in the word. We need to look and guard against such things, that we read the word and we are able to interpret. We need to read scriptures and not let somebody come and open the scriptures and interpret it the way they want it, because Rona, we hardly ever spend time in the word. We hardly ever have an intimacy with Abba Yahuwah. Therefore, when we do that, it will be easy for us to be vulnerable to every false teaching that is brought forward. So now we should have the ability to overcome this particular sin or temptations, because then as spiritual babies, we cannot remain in the patterns of sin, but we have to learn to grow, according to Galatians chapter number 5, from verse 16 and 17, to say that we should walk in the Ruach, and we shall by no means compete in the lust of the flesh. For we know that the flesh lusts against the Ruach, and the Ruach lusts against the flesh. So, which means that without maturity, the flesh easily dominates, and therefore it produces what we can call the cycles of defeat. So it means also we are stable, we lack stability in our belief, in our faith. Therefore, that is why we can be rendered as spiritually immature.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are touching base on this, the very aspect and issue of spiritual immaturity, the challenges of spiritual immaturity, what these are even all about. I need to hear from you as to what you make of them, what these are even all about. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729, or you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you.
Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right. I was able to ask some of my friends earlier on. To really talk about the various aspect of, the level of spiritual immaturity amongst our people today. And I asked them to really talk to me. I even asked as far as some of my friends who are in Saudi Arabia, just to tell us as to some of the challenges that are brought on by spiritual immaturity. My friend Godfrey also sent me.
Sanbonani Babu Ray, my best student, Nabala Leli. Now your guest and everybody. A topic in Amstange, spiritual immaturity. Two words here. Firstly, I like to define the word spirituality. It's often confused with spiritism, which is something else in society, which has to do with demonic spirits and the spirits of the dead. The word spirituality in itself, in essence, is the word of the Most High. When we say spirituality, we mean all the things that are written in the scriptures, in the Bible. Now, this word has been, for some reason, hijacked, misappropriated, and stolen to be fitted in anything but the scripture. You'll hear of African spirituality. It's African spiritism. That's the first point. Now, spiritual immaturity is inability to discern and apply what is in the scriptures, what is required of us to do. Inability to repent and to accept Yeshua as your Lord and Savior. That is a spiritual immaturity. Using the blood of the son Yeshua to fight your battles. By this blood, I'm doing this. Cover me with this blood. The blood was meant to cleanse the sins. And then his body to heal the body. And then after that, we have to grow up and be mature, apply and do the commandments as the the plant that is planted in the river, which it will bear fruits and its leaves will always be green. So we need to be planted in the word, the commandments, and the laws that the Most High has given us. So you become immature if you do your own thing. You are showing off, following a prescribed syllabus, and not being led by the Spirit. Taking what you've learned in class or these prepared sermons, or copying from another channel or another podcast and try to do that in your church to boost numbers. That spiritual immaturity. Maturity, when you're mature, you must be able. Uthi nakuno umsebenzi umncwabo kuphi bathu umfundisi akafiki u MC akafiki, you must stand up there and hold the service. You must be able ukuthi nawufika kunesifo ududuze abantu When people are sick, you must be able to lay hands. You take it upon yourself. When there's a challenge, you must stand up. You're not exonerated or excused. Even in 17, you don't need to be a unionist. The unionist, he started with Christ, the Most High. Said you must fight for the weak and defend the poor. You see, you're in a political party or any organization, anywhere. If you see something bad, evil being done to somebody, it's also a sin. It's immaturity if you don't defend it and speak it up. You have to say these things so that you'll be matured to the level ukuthi sidle steak. We're no longer being fed ukudla kwabantwana ama cereals. Kunama believers are immature. When the trouble comes, they just kneel and pray. They don't face them on. Here's an example. If uhleli endlini kungena a snake at the door, you don't go on your knees and kneel and then and claim the name of the Most High and the blood and say, snake, disappear. No, by the time you finish praying, you'll be poisoned and dead. But you can take a stick and hit that snake on the head in the name of the Most of the Son of the Most High. Then the snake will die. You would have fulfilled the maturity. You show what you are mature. Spiritual maturity, you no longer fear anything of this world. You go where no one goes. You don't fear the dead. You don't fear the demons. But demon, leave him alone. There's nothing he can do to me. Because you know what? Christ has already destroyed those things. They no longer exist. You don't give them power. That's my spiritual maturity, the way I view it. Ngiyabonga ithuba ke Brother Ray ongiphelo nokuthi nami ngithi fahla fahla lapha studio ama guest wakho nawo ngiyawathanda nabalaleli. Ishow mayiqhubeke ikhule indlondlobale. Ibe even more mature. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you even far much more. We are really happy. And of course, these are the views of my friends with regards to spiritual immaturity and what this is all about. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Otherwise, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You can now listen to Radio Pulpit from Silbaai to Sandfontein to Sydney. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
All right, let's listen to Bishop Brian Mashike. Also said something about the show tonight.
I think I'm wrong, man of God. I said law. Immaturity is very high. It's very high. It's just at the brink. Sorry. Thank you, sir.
Immaturity is very high. Okay. What's your take?
Hey, man of God, good morning. Yeah, you're touching a very, very sensitive subject. The level of immaturity is very low, even among ministers. We've got a mountain to climb. To me, I feel that the Lord has just plunged that among very immature people, and that is the tragedy that we have to deal with. If we had mature leaders, mature believers, at least we could be far. But we should work left, right, center, backwards and front. It's very tight. The people are immature, and to me, very emotional. But now they think they know also. That is the other thing, man of God. Thank you very much. But that is my view. I'm just taking a walk, but we can talk further. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bright Mashike sent me this message earlier on when I was disclosing I will be talking about this topic with Professor Buiso Ndezi and also with Baruch Yah, that we will be touching base on it. And I also have, quite a lot of people who had spoken with regards to this. And I said, look, man, we will have to really make a shout. And this one is in Saudi Arabia. Rick Evans, William.
Hi, Ray. So, hey. Spiritual maturity among believers. Okay, this has been a subject of something that I've been busy with for about the last 7 years. And I think there are a few basic things that we've got to get right. The first one is that only the Holy Spirit knows that answer.
Mm.
And the same way as a two-year-old may be mature to be a two-year-old, but not a three-year-old in terms of children.
Yeah.
You can't apply the three-year-old maturity to the two-year-old and then say that the two-year-old is not mature.
I get you.
Because they are perfectly fine for where they are. Now, only the Holy Spirit knows where every single person is, and nobody grows in straight lines. Mm. It's not like age, which is a progression, and it goes straight through, you know, in increments, etc. It's nothing like that. One takes two steps forwards and four steps back. It's a dance, right? Mm. You're forever dancing with the Lord. Then you discover things, and you get hit from one side, and you get bit knocked this side, etc. And it's a discovery of who you are. And you are a spirit, right?
Mm.
And so what I've been doing is I've been talking to the Lord about this for quite some time. And I've asked him, how does a person evaluate themselves? Because nobody else can look at you and say that you are immature as a spirit, as a believer. Nobody can see the depths of the other person. Mm. If we were all pizzas, I could probably only see about 2% of the pizza 360 degrees. I could only see 2 or 3 degrees of another person at best.
Mm.
Of myself, I can probably only see maybe at most about 5 to 10%.
Sure.
And that's when I'm just looking, right? And of course, everything is changing all the time. So I asked the Lord, how do I measure myself?
Mm.
And what he did was he took me on a journey. And so I'll describe the journey, and then people can decide if they need to take that journey themselves, right?
Mm.
So the Lord showed me that with everything in terms of maturity, you have your survival needs, you have your basic needs, and you have your general needs.
Mm.
And if you're in survival mode, well, you know, it's just what you need to survive. If you're into basic, then that's great. And general needs, obviously your basic is sorted. But in reality, within each one of these, survival, basic, and general needs, there are other elements that could be doing well or not doing well.
Mm.
And so as we go through life, some of them we excel at and then, you know, might do well in one thing at the moment and then in another one I'm not doing so well.
Yeah.
But then later on I'm doing well at that one but not so well in the previous one.
Mm.
So I asked the Lord to show me what those next level down is. So survival, basic in general, needs to ask them, show me what the next level down is. And so this is for, oh, sorry, the other thing is that he showed me every person has three basic layers. You have you, the spirit, then you have your emotional layer, and then you have your physical layer, your physical earth suit. I call it an earth suit. That's your body, your mind, or your body, your brain, all of those kind of aspects around you, your emotional, your will and your mind fit into that. But your spiritual is your spirit, right? Now, you are actually the spirit. We know that the Word of God says, the Word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword, dividing between the soul and the spirit. Your soul is in the emotional space. Your spirit is in your spiritual space. So those two do get divided. And the Word of God is what divides us. So I now have in front of me a set of nine blocks. In my survival row, I have spiritual, emotional, and physical. In my basic row, I have spiritual, emotional, and physical. And I have, in general, spiritual, emotional, and physical. But spiritual is on the inside. It's the deepest part of me. It's the real me. Emotional is like a circle that goes around it. So it's like a ball. It's a sphere that protects my spirit. It's my emotional. And I use that to detect what's going on spiritually around me. And then I have the physical, which is the outer layer of your physical body. Right, so those are the three. Now, when you take the spiritual, because we're talking about the spiritual maturity of believers, when you look at survival, what do you need to survive? Well, you need to exist first. So you need to be born. And in the spiritual realm, that is eternal salvation, that's being born again, right? Now you're born into this reality. Once you're born, you need to breathe. And spiritually, breathing is prayer. Because while you're praying, you are engaging spiritually. Now you are actively being able to breathe. Now in the same way as physically surviving, you need to enter the world. You need to be born. Then you need to be breathing. Then the way it works is this. You work on threes, right? 3 minutes without air, you should be pretty close to dead. Ministry. That is on the spiritual side. So if you want to do spiritual maturity, that's what I would say people should actually go and spend time with the Lord, spend time with His Word, going into each of those scriptures. There's obviously five each for the emotional, spiritual, basic spiritual, and the general spiritual. I'm not going to get into that yet. On the physical side, there's five for survival, five for basic needs, and five for general needs. And I've just finished the physical basic needs, and I'm about to start the general basic needs for physical. Sorry, the general needs for physical, right? In terms of podcasts, but the scripture references are all there. They're in the book. People can download it. So if they go to multidimensionalthinkers.com/a-life-is-worth-living, then they will be able to download and use this for free, etc. So,
all right. I've heard Rick to the fullest extent, and I will play this. This will also be found on the podcast. And if you want to listen to more of what Rick is all about, enjoy Saudi Arabia, my friend. I hope you have a good time there.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.